I'm here at the INS rally. It's Friday. We have reached critical mass with all the rallies this week, culminating in this one on Friday out here in front of the INS building. I'm standing here with Preet Mohan Singh, who is with SMART. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that organization, Preet, and why you're here today.
Sorry. Why am I here today? I'm here today because we need to stand with the Arab American community, with the Muslim American community that's primarily targeted now, in order to make sure that this sort of government-based lockups don't occur ever again, that they stop occurring now and targeting an immigrant community that's already fearful and that won't help anyone in the war on terrorism. So what we want to do is make sure that our Muslim Arab brothers and sisters from these countries have legal representation if indeed they're going to be required to register.
Now, you're with Sikh Media Watch and Resource Task Force. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about what's going on within the Sikh community right now, specifically?
Well, we've been hearing a whole lot about airport profiling cases. We're working on a couple of them right now. As a lot of us know, the first post 9/11 hate crime fatality was Balbir Singh Sodhi, a Sikh gas station owner in Mesa, Arizona. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. We're hearing about kids being called Osama bin Laden in school and having to change schools. We're hearing about, you know, motorists being pulled over and their cars being searched. And we're working right now with all 3,600 Washington, D.C. Metro Police Department officers, along with the ADC and other groups, to train them about religious practices and to not make assumptions about who we are based on what they perceive.
Now, you're from D.C. What's been going on in the D.C. area in terms of the detentions? Here in San Francisco, I think we've had the most amount of people that have not been released as of yet. In L.A., I think most of the people, I think there's maybe 8 or 10 that are still incarcerated as of right now, but San Francisco's definitely had a problem with getting our detainees out.
Well, I think what we found in D.C. is that the immigrant community is really coming together. I think we realize that, as many are pointing out here, that this definitely harkens back to World War I and what happened with German Americans, in World War II and what happened with Japanese Americans. And we don't want this pattern of civil liberties being stripped from any group during a time of war. And in D.C., we're really working to pressure the INS, we're working to pressure the Attorney General's office there to not have these unannounced raids that really terrorize the immigrant community, that really won't ever come forward to aid in any way, even if they do have information, because they've been so alienated.
Now, you're an American citizen, but I mean, this is something that is affecting citizens and non-citizens alike. I mean, is this something that you, is this something that you anticipated coming from an America that, in the past has, incarcerated Japanese Americans, interned German Americans during World War II?
Well, when September 11th happened, I started to receive calls right away that to get your ACLU friends on the phone. As a board member of the ACLU of Northern California, just knowing the history of this country, we felt that we would be targeted. We felt that our Muslim brothers and sisters, those who appear to be Muslim or Arab, would be targeted. And it's an unfortunate reality, but we still have a nation that reverts back to its least common denominator, which is blaming the other, who they assume is the other. It used to be Italians, it used to be Jews, it used to be Germans, now it's Arabs, Muslims, and Sikhs, and what we want to do is come together as this American quilt, and not just these separate parts that don't ever come in contact with one another. We've invited, as Sikh Americans, non-Sikhs, to our places of worship, to our community centers, and we want to reach out to the individual citizens who don't suspect us as being terrorists, but see us as neighbors, as friends, as colleagues. So it's been unfortunate, but I think the momentum with a lot of organizations working at the grassroots level is very encouraging.
Thanks a lot, Preet.
Yes, absolutely.